1 month remains until the start of the trial of Derek Chauvin, the first of four former Minneapolis police officers facing charges for the death of George Floyd last year. Floyd's death set off a nationwide reckoning over racial injustice and police brutality across the country and led to violent unrest in the city of Minneapolis. And with Chauvin's trial beginning in March and the trial for the other three officers slated for August, city leaders, law enforcement authorities, and business owners are preparing for the potential of more demonstrations. News Nation's Rutabaigh Shahbazi is live for us in Minneapolis tonight with a closer look at the preemptive security measures being put in place and also how the community is bracing for the highly anticipated trial. Rutabaigh.
Marnie, the death of George Floyd and the unrest that followed is never far from the minds of the people in Minneapolis. This is a highly emotional and contentious case, and the trial is likely to bring the city to a standstill.
Everything has been destroyed. The new gym, the laundromat, all of these businesses have been looted. The apartment building across the road is destroyed. Everything is like a war zone down here.
This is Minneapolis resident Lynn Lace last May assessing the damage. In the wake of the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers, the unrest grew violent. The owners of the businesses where she works pretended to be looters themselves in order to salvage what they could.
You'll see here we still have the two bullet holes that we are trying to get fixed.
That's the third precinct where the officers were based, and the protesters turned rioters made their way into this industrial complex full of businesses, many of which are locally and independently owned and have now spent the better part of a year trying to rebuild.
Many of us would not be able to survive and come back a second time. We're barely making it now.
Just 2 months ago, the Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a budget shifting $8 million from the police department to violence prevention, mental health, and other programs. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey released a statement describing shrinking police resources and saying, quote, "We're not interested in simply building a bigger department. We're setting out to create a better, fairer community safety system, and increasing capacity is a straightforward part of that work right now." Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed an executive order preparing for activation of the state's National Guard and making available the Department of Public Safety's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management in preparation for potential unrest. Community organizer Brian Fullman says the unrest over the summer was about more than looting and rioting, rather a symptom of the need for systemic change in policing.
I was never happy with the ending results. I never am. But there is a disenfranchised community of people that are just tired. And when you don't have the resources you need to appropriately or productively fight your battles, you do what you can do. And that's go out in the streets and scream to the top of your lungs that you have to stop killing us.
Fullman says the community is focused on a conviction for Derek Chauvin, not about what protests or riots may look like.
I can't confidently tell you right now that there's been a lot of language around like protesting, what are we gonna do? Because a lot of our folks in our community right now are just hopeful. We hopeful that with the clear evidence of just clear case murder, with the intent to murder, it's obvious. So there hasn't been a lot of talk about, oh man, if this don't work out, because we are really confident that it will.
Grace Walz is the vice president of public policy with the Minneapolis Regional Chamber. She says there's been a lot of coordination between the city, state, and local law enforcement and the National Guard for plans to protect businesses.
This is going to be a time of high emotion, and we, you know, expect that people are going to want to be able to express their First Amendment rights, and they should be able to do that. So we feel good about the conversations that have been happening thus far.
Lace says she and others at these businesses sympathize with the cause. She just hopes for peace and economic survival.
Everything was taken, and we saw the cars coming, loading up, and then they would go home and come back. So I know some of it was our community members, and I know a lot of it was non-community members. So we unfortunately watched and were a victim of the unrest turning to looting.
And I did speak with the public information officer of the Minneapolis Police Department today. He emphasized that they are working closely with the state and the National Guard and said that he will reveal their security plans for the trial at a press conference next week. From Minneapolis, Rutabaigh Shahbazi, News Nation.